Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, Federal News Radio interviews the CIOs of federal agencies about the latest directives, IT challenges, and successes. Now here's your host, Jason Miller.
This is a special edition of Ask the CIO this week. You'll get an update from the top technology leaders at the Office of Management and Budget. First, I sat down with Lisa Schlosser, the Federal Deputy Chief Information Officer. We talk about the shared services strategy. It's been more than a year since the Obama administration released its plans for agencies to do a better job in sharing technology resources, both across the government and within agencies.
Lisa, let me start with some basics. Shared services strategy has been ongoing now for a few months now. I think May it was released, if I remember correctly. Agencies are moving toward it. Just give me the latest. What is going on with shared services? Are agencies moving in the direction? I mean, I know looking back, they had moved to two shared services by a certain date. What are you seeing? Just give me the broad view.
We're seeing a lot of movement in shared services, and it's being driven by both the strategy that was established under this administration as well as through the continuation of portfolio stat sessions. As you know, portfolio stats focused on identifying areas of duplication both within the agency and across the federal government. So as we see opportunities for new shared services through portfolio stat, other means, we surface those and determine where we want to go forward. So we're continuing on with that through that process and others. The other part of shared services that you'll start to see some different inroads in is we actually have established an executive council of all the shared service providers, where we get the providers together. They share practices on how they're providing the services, where the value is coming from, to make sure that we are providing the best customer service with shared services and looking for continuous opportunities for improvement.
One of the things that was different about this attempt around shared services versus maybe previous attempts is the definition. It's a much broader definition around shared services. Do agencies, from your perspective and what you're hearing, do they seem to understand that a little better? It's not just financial or just HR, but it could be, for instance, I know you guys use the Commerce Department a lot as an example of buying PCs from a central location. Or is that what you're seeing more and more?
Like many of the initiatives you'll see out of the federal CIO and this administration, we're evolving some core concepts as we go forward. One of those areas of evolution is within shared services. So originally, shared services really meant a cross-government shared service, whereas we're now also encouraging agencies to look internal and determine where they can capitalize on shared services as well in areas from acquisition to financial systems to acquisition systems to also just simply consolidating contracts or consolidating acquisition opportunities within their agency to ensure that there's not duplication and to ensure that they're using the buying power of the entire organization.
As you said, through portfolio stat and some other things, where you've seen agencies kind of taking those first steps, is there anything that kind of you can highlight from any trends?
We're now across OMB and certainly under Steve's leadership as the acting DDM, we're looking for opportunities, particularly in strategic sourcing. So you are seeing agencies looking at areas like consolidation of mobile contracts, consolidation of acquisition vehicles, that type of activity. But you're also seeing through initiatives such as FedRAMP, agencies starting to take advantage of government-wide opportunities to, again, take advantage of work that's done once and able to be used more cost-effectively and more efficiently by other agencies.
One of the things you mentioned was the Executive Council. Have they met? How often are they meeting? And what should come from that? Is it just, as you said, an exchange of best practices or even a strategy of sorts to say, okay, here's the path we want to go down?
For now, the shared service providers are meeting just on a periodic basis, mostly to share practices, determine how they can move forward with the best customer service metrics and approaches, and that group will continuously evolve to look at other aspects of shared services going forward.
One of the things around shared services, you talked about acquisition vehicles or mobile contracts or even FedRAMP, is the idea of Uncle Sam's list. Is there an update there? How is that progressing?
As I mentioned earlier, Jason, we are continuously looking for ways to improve shared services, to continue to communicate the availability of shared services across the community. And one of the ways that we've started to collect information about various shared services across different agencies, across the federal government, is through the development of what we call Uncle Sam's List. And Uncle Sam List is really a clearinghouse of shared services. It's really a listing of where there are shared services available, what type of service is available, and provides the contact information for those shared services. So at this time, anybody in the federal government can go to this clearinghouse if they have a particular need or requirement, and determine if there is a shared service that they could take advantage of before initiating a new effort.
Roughly speaking, is there 10, is there 30, is there 100 there yet? Is it starting to get populated by the agencies?
So there's about 100, over 100 services listed right now. And as we continue to communicate, as new shared services evolve, we'll continue to update the clearinghouse and share that information across the agencies.
Can you tell how much it's being used? Do you get any kind of feedback from agencies?
We're still looking at the initiatives. It's still in a pilot stage right now where we are populating. So, you know, again, as this continues to evolve, as we continue to go live with it, we'll share that information going forward.
One of the things about, I think, the shared service effort is the strategy. There's been several deadlines you guys are looking at. One of them is the enterprise roadmap required back in May 2012 in that strategy to identify those opportunities. I would guess it's probably connected to portfolio stat as well in terms of how it's happening. Have agencies sent in those strategies, and what are you seeing across them, generally speaking, again?
In terms of the guidance, agencies were required to submit the enterprise roadmaps just this past spring. And so we're in the process of evaluating those enterprise roadmaps and incorporating the results of that evaluation as part of the portfolio stat processes. So what the architectures really were intended to do was link the business and technology to ensure that all of our IT solutions meet the mission or the business requirements, and also to identify areas of waste and duplication wherever consolidation or shared service potentially might be possible. So we're still, again, we just received those enterprise roadmaps, we're reviewing those, and we're having discussions with the agencies relative to what they submitted as part of the portfolio stat process that's ongoing this summer.
One of the big areas that we've, I think, heard time and again is HR and financial systems. Is just a lot of systems, a lot of money being spent. Are those at all the top of the list when you see these enterprise roadmap for you guys to say, okay, that's the low-hanging fruit?
We're continuing to look at all what we define as the commodity systems, which are your infrastructure-related systems, your business systems, and your overall enterprise systems, such as your collaboration systems. And within the business systems arena, we're certainly looking at HR systems, at financial systems, you know, to determine where there's efficiencies that can be gained, you know, through shared services or through some sharing of other type of services between agencies or across the federal government.
But as of now, at least, there's no focus on those systems versus focus on any number of other systems. I mean, it's kind of because you're looking at the roadmap, that's going to point the agency down a path, but not every agency will go down obviously the same path.
Yeah, so I think we continue to look holistically at the overall federal government IT portfolio, as well as agency by agencies. And as part of portfolio stat process, where we see an opportunity for agencies to potentially take advantage of any system, whether it's a financial system or HR system or any other type of shared service opportunity, we're working with that agency to see how they can continue to mature their portfolio through adopting some sort of shared service or better way of delivering that particular service in their agency.
Are there any kind of, in terms of looking forward now, items that we should look at in terms of our agencies supposed to come up with any kind of other plan, strategy, guides, any kind of movement in the next, you know, 3, 6, 9 months?
Agencies are continuously looking at their portfolio, maturing their portfolio. So that's a continuous process on a continuous basis now that we'll be looking at and working with agencies every year. Our newest initiative, of course, is the open data policy, where agencies are required to undertake several activities over the next several months and over the next several years. To inventory all their data assets, to look at ways to optimize their, you know, and determine how and when they should release that data publicly or open up that data, just to ensure more effective exchange and sharing both externally with the public as well as internally between agencies to deliver our services.
Obviously, that's separate than shared services, but still just as important. Let me move back to shared services for a second on portfolio stat. You mentioned the portfolio approach. Obviously, the version 2 has been out for a few months now. Federal CIO Stephen Roeckel mentioned he had done something like 9 portfolio stat sessions over the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. how's that being merged or integrated with shared services, and are you guys starting to see some benefits from that integration?
So we're continuing just to identify areas of opportunity through the portfolio stat sessions, so it's probably a little early to identify what will come out of the 2013 sessions relative to moving forward on shared services. But where we do see opportunities, you'll see that feed into processes throughout the fall and then throughout the next year, where we would, again, look for opportunities either within agencies or across the federal government.
Do you feel like agencies are grasping the concept of shared services better, differently? Are they more in tune with what they need to do? Because it's always been an uphill battle, no matter which administration, no matter which time it's been attempted. Do you see a change?
I think by getting the agencies together, going through portfolio stat, bringing more visibility to the availability of shared services through mechanisms such as Uncle Sam's List, you're starting to see an awareness of, I should look at the opportunity to share first, as opposed to starting a new initiative where there might be something existing already that I could take advantage of. And certainly, I think in these fiscal times, agencies are looking for every opportunity to capitalize on existing services that can help create cost efficiencies and cost reductions in their agencies. So I think the variety of current state activities, the shared services policy, the availability of tools such as Uncle Sam's List, and certainly the fiscal times are driving agencies to look at shared services more and more as a viable option for delivering their services.
We have to take a break. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. This is a special edition of Ask the CIO as we hear from OMB's top technology leaders this week. We just heard from Lisa Schlosser, the Federal Deputy CIO. In this next section, we'll hear from Federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel.
As a manager, you need to know how you can make your organization more efficient. Listen for Management Friday on Federal News Radio. We bring you information on the keystone of success for any agency or business. Friday mornings at 10, listen for AFGE's perspective on inside government. Next at 11, Shaw, Bransford, and Roth talk about the legal implications of management decisions on Fed Talk. And at noon, listen for Fed Access with Derek T. Dort to hear what career options may be available. Management Friday, only on Federal News Radio 1500.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. This is a special edition of Ask the CIO as we hear from OMB's top technology leaders this week. In the second part of the show, I caught up with Federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel after a recent House Oversight and Government Reform Committee hearing on data center consolidation and IT reform. Van Roekel announced at the hearing that agencies saved or avoided spending $1.37 billion from the Portfolio Stat Initiative. I asked him about those savings and how OMB calculates them.
Let me start with Portfolio Stat. Obviously, the savings, the $1.37 billion that you talked about today, just give me a sense, that is coming from the agency, the report that you talked about, the IOUIT report. That's agencies are reporting to you, OMB, saying this is how we saved. If you can give me a little more details of where you're seeing savings.
The IOUIT report that we produce quarterly for Congress actually rolls up savings from different corners of the work we do. Data centers are included there, portfolio stat, and the line items that are identified in the portfolio stat savings plans, as well as other activities where we can drive savings, like people moving mobile contracts that maybe weren't identified in portfolio stat. Things like that are rolled up in a more comprehensive way to this IOUIT report. It is the one-stop shop, if you will, for some of the savings that we drive.
What's happening with the savings is that agencies are saying, now are they keeping the money? Or are they sending it back to Treasury? Do you get a sense from them what they're doing with that savings?
It depends. Our budget guidance and the spirit we carry into these discussions is definitely a cut and invest. Let's go find places where we can find savings and then in certain cases reinvest that. Our guidance for this fiscal year was cut 10%, put 5% back, but do that 5% back, not in the old way we've spent on things, but focus on employee productivity, cybersecurity, or citizen-facing services.
But do they tell you how they're going to spend the money or no?
In some cases, they do. We're very close to them and through the portfolio stat process have face-to-face discussions around where they're going with their technology investments, what they're thinking about. And so we get a lot of that. Because it's cybersecurity, citizen-facing, or productivity, we tend to be involved in those things because it's the forefront of government innovation.
Congressman Connolly pushed hard on FITARA. The administration has not come out with a statement of administration policy yet. Is there anything you can talk about FITARA? I mean, are there pieces that you could say, yeah, we definitely support? Is there anything you can give? Because I think that it's One thing the administration has not been vocal about is any support for it or not support for it. What do you have to say about that?
There's elements of FITARA, and it's exciting to see Congress taking up IT as a focus area, and that's important to do. FITARA itself, as passed by the House, has one large issue that we saw Representative Connolly identify, which is the lack of coverage for DOD. I mean, a lot of discussion happened today around how DOD is managing its IT, and it's essential that that good ideas come forward. I think there's other areas around CIO authorities. I think it's good. I don't know if it goes far enough. Some of the build-out of other government operations to cover some of this. They're more on the nuanced side. I think we need to work through some of the technical details, but there's potential there.
And finally, you talked about some metrics coming around data center consolidation. I know you said later this summer, how will those be addressed to the agencies? Is it going to be a policy memo? Is it going to be just more of a, hey, you know, come something that's on the GSA webpage, go see this CIO council type thing?
Yeah, so when we launched PortfolioStat 2013, I've had 9 sessions in the last 2 weeks where you sit down face to face with these agencies. Part of PortfolioStat 2013 was this redefinition of what a core and non-core data center was. And in the core sense, we basically set up 9 metrics that say if you meet 6 of these 9, then you're allowed to call your data center core. And by doing that, we can drive to this more optimized state. The non-core population, which is the vast majority of the data centers out there, are the ones that are then open for consolidation. And so that's already happened. It's part of PortfolioStat. We're having those discussions now. We're honing the model and the look at where we go. And it's really fabulous that there are agencies out there that have very few cores that we can then have great discussions with the others that have lots of them. And we can drive the consolidation message home with that.
Guidance-wise or versus not guidance, is that undecided about how those metrics are going to come out?
Well, PortfolioStat is guidance. And so it's included in that PortfolioStat guidance. And then we have agencies submit to us these plans once a year, and then quarterly reporting against those every quarter.
We have to take a break. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. This is a special edition of Ask the CIO this week. We hear from OMB's top technology leaders. We just heard from Federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel after he testified at a recent House Oversight and Government Reform Committee hearing on data center consolidation and IT reform. In this next section of the show, we'll listen to more from the hearing. This time, testimony from Van Roekel and the General Services Administration's Dave McClure.
So, guess what I just heard?
You mean about the Roth TSP?
Okay, yeah. Well, also,
that bid protest on the DOD contract.
Right, but did you know
who the Senate confirmed for the administrator's job?
Well, what about
OMB's digital strategy?
Jeez. How do you know everything that's going on in the federal government?
I know because I signed up for Federal News Radio's email alerts.
Be in the know and know it first with Federal News Radio's email alerts. Sign up today at federalnewsradio.com. Search email alerts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. This is a special edition of Ask the CIO this week. We hear from OMB's top technology leaders. In this part of the show, we hear from Federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel and GSA's Dave McClure, both of whom recently testified at a House Oversight and Government Reform Committee hearing on the Data Center Consolidation Initiative.
Good morning, Chairman Micah and members of the committee. Thank you for this opportunity to testify on the administration's efforts to improve the management of federal information technology. Since day one, the administration has focused on harnessing technology to improve the operations of government and better serve the American people. As I saw through my nearly 20 years in the private sector, including a stint as an assistant to Microsoft's founder, Bill Gates, the innovative application of technology can transform organizations, enabling them to improve service delivery and expand customer value while also cutting costs. As the Federal Chief Information Officer and now Acting Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management Budget, I'm charged with bringing my experience and tools from the private sector to help take government built for the 20th century into the 21st. This fundamentally requires a shift in how we think and how we operate. As leading private sector companies do, we must relentlessly focus on outcome and results, work collaboratively across traditional organizational boundaries, drive innovation, foster accountability, and above all, put our customer, the American people, first. High-performing organizations are results-driven, focused on customer-facing outcomes rather than inward-looking outputs. They set business-oriented targets, such as revenue and profit goals, and then let operating units determine how to best achieve them. This thinking underpins our revamped approach to data center consolidation. Whereas early on, we looked primarily at raw outputs, tasking agencies with counting the number of data centers and tallying closures, we're now building on that first work by taking an outcome and incentive-based approach, focusing on optimizing total cost of ownership and efficiency of operations instead of just the number of data centers. Agencies are now developing metrics that drive the outcomes we want to see, lower costs and higher productivity. Beyond closures and savings, we are now tracking metrics including energy, facilities, labor, virtualization, and cost per operating system in these data centers. Additionally, successful enterprises are not constrained by traditional organizational boundaries and operate in an integrated and unified manner. In the case of IT, this means treating CIOs as strategic partners on par with the other parts of the business. That's why through PortfolioStat, a data-driven review of agency IT portfolios, I'm pulling together agency leaders, deputy secretaries, CIOs, CFOs, CAOs, chief human capital officers, and program officials. We all sit around the table and ask them to engage beyond their individual roles to make decisions collaboratively with a focus on delivering value to the American people. In taking this holistic approach to governance, we are aiming to avoid one-off isolated actions that can lead to unintended consequences. And by working as an integrated leadership team, we can better identify and eliminate duplicative and redundant investments that drain vital resources from mission-facing programs and activities. However, just with any, as with any leading private sector initiative, the success of PortfolioStat hinges on being able to hold leadership accountable for results. This is why a key part of the annual PortfolioStat process is following up on commitments made in the previous cycle and evaluating agency on progress over the prior year, something we do quarterly. This is also why we are sharing the results of our efforts to generate efficiencies across the IT portfolios with Congress through our IUIT report, the way we track cost savings. To date, agencies have reported over $800 million in savings from PortfolioStat alone, with more on the way. And I'm very proud that as of this morning, and in slightly over a year of having this this process in place and this cost-saving track in place, we are announcing that we reached $1.37 billion. But to achieve breakthrough results, we must drive innovation throughout the government. Innovative new technologies such as cloud computing, open data, mobile, are transforming how IT services are delivered and consumed. Through these new technologies, CIOs must shift from maintaining high-risk, high-failure monolithic systems, many of you, which you've highlighted here, that sap these IT development budgets, we need to shift to using services comprised of small, agile modules that lower risk and support emerging needs. In the end, all of our efforts must be in service of the customer, the American people. The aim is to provide agencies the ability to allocate their resources to high-value, mission-oriented activities rather than commodity and back-office functions, so the government can focus on what matters most, the citizen. We have made significant progress over the past year, but work is yet to be done. We must continue to engage agency leadership through the PortfolioStat process, hold agencies accountable for the results, track savings, and keep our sights set on building the government of the 21st century.
Thank you, Chairman Mica, and thanks members of the subcommittee for having me here today to talk about our efforts in data center consolidation and our partnership with OMB and our agency, sister agencies, to optimize new technologies being put into the government. I want to focus on how my office at GSA is working in concert with OMB, the CIO Council, to strengthen government approaches to IT management, including consolidation and cloud security. As Steve noted in his remarks, our present approach with data center consolidation efforts in the federal government is focused on economies of scale and achieving greater efficiencies in overall IT portfolios by optimizing core data center performance. This is more meaningful than a singular focus on closure counts as the primary measure of success. Our role at GSA is to work in concert with OMB, the CIO Council, and its Federal Data Center Consolidation Task Force to assemble a complete view of the data center inventory and key variables affecting operational performance. And we do that by providing practical tools, standard data collection templates, guidance to the agencies for planning and executing their strategies in consolidating their data centers. For example, we've created an online inventory portal where agencies can download the data being requested for their strategies and plans. We've developed a tool that helps agencies identify and select their core data centers. The tool uses 9 draft criteria that we've reached consensus on government-wide. Most importantly, we've built a world-class total cost of ownership model to facilitate robust data analysis, optimization planning, and data-driven decision-making, and it's now being used by all 24 CFO Act agencies. Industry experts and GAO have given the model very positive assessments. It allows agencies to analyze different scenarios to calculate the effects of different data center optimization strategies. It also allows, for the first time, an apples-to-apples comparison with other agencies as they examine outsourcing and cloud infrastructure options. Of course, we continue to expect to enhance the model with continued input from the CIO Council and from OMB. We're working in concert with the community on multiple fronts to get better results with IT investments being made in the federal government. The federal government, for the first time, has a comprehensive inventory of its data centers, one of the largest cost items in the federal IT portfolio. As a result of our data collection and our TCO data model, agency CIOs have more transparency into how these centers are being utilized and viable options for optimizing their operational performance. In summary, the partnership that Steve and I have forged between our offices for management change is grounded in our own private sector experience, using industry-leading practices that emphasize data-driven decision-making. I think Steve is bringing the power of performance metrics to bear on the federal CIOs as a lever for change. So I want to thank you for having me here this morning. I'm happy to answer any questions about GSA and our role. I really appreciate the leadership of this subcommittee and the full committee because it's paramount to IT reform success, and we welcome continued interactions with you and your staff as we find meaningful ways to facilitate effective federal IT investment results.
That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. This was a special edition of Ask the CIO this week, as we heard from OMB's top technology leaders. First, we heard from Federal Deputy CIO Lisa Schlosser on the progress agencies are making with shared services. Then we heard from Federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel on the Portfolio Stat Initiative and the progress on reducing the number of data centers across government. You can listen to this entire program anytime or any of my Ask the CIO interviews on federalnewsradio.com.
You've been listening to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Ask the CIO, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.